Welcome back. You're here on More Than Money with Rob and Leanna. And we have a wonderful guest actually up next here. If people have investing questions, we have an expert here with us today.
It's a wild ride through investing. And I think the conversation that we always talk about of, structure and discipline is great, but it's always good to hear what someone else's structure and discipline is.
That's right. So in order to do that, today we have Ty Busata, who's a partner at EdgePoint Wealth, joining us today. Ty, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
Fantastic. Well, can you we maybe start off a little bit? Tell us about EdgePoint and your kind of overall investing philosophy.
Absolutely. So I think what we do is we try to follow a common sense investment philosophy, which means if you were to imagine that everything you have as an investor is taken away from you, and in exchange you're given $1 million and you have to invest that money to protect your family in a business. And I show up on your doorstep and say, hey, look, I've got a business for sale and that business is worth $1 million. Why don't you give me your money and I'll give you my business? Well, you're going to ask me some questions like, you know, what does the business do? How is it managed? Tell me about the profit margin and growth and so on. And now imagine for a second that I tell you that none of that matters. All that matters is that next quarter's earnings are going to be bigger than this quarter's earnings. Give me your money that's there to feed, shelter, and clothe your family for the next 50 years. You're probably going to slam the door in my face and say, you know what? That's not for me. What's interesting is there's a lot of money invested that way in the stock market. Likewise, I could show up and say, you know what? I have a business whose share price has been going up straight for the last 12 months. And I think it's going to continue to go up. Give me your money that's there to feed, shelter, and clothe your family. And I'll give you my business. And you might say, well, tell me a little bit about it. And I say, the only thing that matters is that the share price has been going up. Give me your money. And again, I'm pretty sure you're going to say, you know what? I don't think so. I think I'm going to wait to find a better opportunity. Ultimately, what you would do is what we do day after day after day at EdgePoint, which is to say, hey, look, I do have this money to invest. And I do have to use this money to invest in a business to protect my family. But what I want to do is I want to follow a business not for a week or a month or a quarter, but for years before committing the capital. I want to see lots of growth. I want to see a good management team. I want to see big barriers to entry in the business that's going to protect my margins. By the way, I want all those awesome things, and I don't want to pay for it. Oftentimes in the stock market, you could find a great company managed by a competent management team with lots of growth and lots of margin potential. And the issue is you're being asked to pay two or three times what it's truly worth. It's a rhetorical question, but would you invest your family's money in a business that was overvalued by 200 or 300%? Probably not. We don't want to do that either. So ultimately, what gives us the chance to buy that future growth inside a business and not pay for it is the ability to identify a change, a positive change inside the business before the market actually sees that positive change. And that's what we've been doing for the last 16 plus years at EdgePoint on behalf of investors. So that's really how we tend to go about things at EdgePoint.
That's great to hear, Ty. Here's the other thing. There's a ton of stuff going on in this current environment. We have Bank of Canada with their initial rate cut. We have the environment in the U.S., you know, the economics on the U.S. is pretty stable, right? So I want to take your take on the current environment that we're currently in an investment standpoint.
You know, we tend not to look at macro when trying to identify businesses. What we do is we're a very fundamental investor. We do deep research on companies. So what that means is we go about looking to find that future growth inside a business that other people are missing and buy it for free today. And if we think we find an idea, what we then do is we pay a whole lot of attention to risks in the macro environment that may cause us not to want to invest. But we never start with macro and say, oh, I have a view about the macro being strong or weak in a particular area. And for that reason, I want to go invest in the area where it's going to be strong. You know, we don't think there's a lot of investors that are capable of doing that. And most importantly, we know we're not capable of doing that. That's not our strength. What we're very focused on is identifying a company that's going to be a lot bigger in the future than it is today, where we're not being asked to pay for that growth today. And because of that, that's allowed us to to avoid a lot of the big, trying to make the big macro calls that if history is a guide, can be a bit of a mug's game, because the one guarantee about the future is it's very uncertain. So what you should do is not worry about trying to identify or make calls on those big uncertainties from a macro perspective, but instead look for a business that with a very high probability can grow, and where you're not being asked to pay for that growth because other people haven't seen the change inside the business.
I think that's a valid point about history and the way that it actually plays into the day-to-day operations of companies themselves. I do have a question though on this point, because I mean, we get this question from clients all the time. I've gotten it this week. The US election is a big source of concern for people. What do you think the outcome of that election might do to companies' bottom lines or the market overall? And what should investors watch out for on that front?
You know, if we look back at previous presidential cycles, there's not a lot that you can glean or from an investment perspective when making investments in or trying to make investments around presidential cycles. So let me give you an example. When President Obama in the United States came to power back in 2008, there were a lot of people who were very worried about the fact that he was an anti-business-like president. And he was going to bring in a lot of regulation, increase taxes, and so forth. And that was going to be bad for businesses. And during his eight-year presidential, while he was president for those 8 years, the market experienced one of the best runs it's ever had. So it's very difficult to try and make a forecast about what's going to happen in the markets based on who is or who isn't going to be president.
Ty, I think this is an interesting one as we work through, portfolio construction. And we always talk about the traditional 60-40 portfolio and having bonds in your portfolio. So does a traditional 60-40 portfolio still work?
I think it really depends on how you're approaching that 60-40. If the 60% is equities, the 40% is fixed income. You really have to look at it from a risk-reward perspective. So let's start with the fixed income side. If you have a lot of very long duration bonds, let's say 8 to 10 year term bonds in your portfolio, so the bonds aren't going to give you your money back for 8 to 10 years, and interest rates go up and go up materially like they have over the last 3 years, you could experience a permanent loss of capital, quite frankly, in that 40% segment. So it's something to take into consideration. And on the equity side, again, it's not too dissimilar to the bond side. It really depends on what you own. If you own, a small group of businesses that with a high probability can grow through a variety of environments in the future, where you're not being asked to pay for that growth today, you should be fine. And in a lot of cases, better than fine. But if your portfolio is chock full of extremely high valuation businesses where there's not a lot of future growth opportunity in them beyond what the market already sees, then the equity portion could not turn out the way you hope. And therefore, once you get to the end of that 10-year period, you might experience permanent loss of capital again. So the starting points matter, and how you're positioned in the portfolio, both on the fixed income side and the equity side, really, really matter. So you have to find a manager that you're comfortable with, whose approach you understand, both on the fixed income side and the equity side, and that you think is going to be able to get you to your point B, being 10 years from now.
All right. We're going to be continuing this conversation with Ty Posada next segment, right after the commercial break. We're joined by Ty Posada, partner at EdgePoint Wealth, but we're also going to be talking about investment and the way you invest in retirement at our next seminar.
You can join us at our next seminar here in Calgary, Tuesday, July 16th. This will be at 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
All right, we're going to be continuing our conversation with Ty after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.